Is that you, Kevin or
Love
Pat?
Talk Radio.
223? Kevin or Pat? Oh, wait, it's not connecting with them. Hang on, I'm... Okay, now, Kevin or Pat?
Pat.
Hey, Pat, how are you? Sorry.
Doing good.
All right.
Hi, Pat.
Oh, no problem.
Trying to get in everybody. Well, and we just got a bunch of people logged in. Okay, this must be, I think this is Connie. Connie, is that
yes.
you? All right.
Yes.
Hey, Connie.
Hey.
Welcome. Welcome. We come in peace. All right. And she's live. That's Marty. I've got everybody on the phone so far.
Okay, and I assume that non-board members are muted until we recognize them, right?
Yep, but I left Matt Hot. Hot Matt.
I guess we can leave Matt Hot.
Okay. Well, I think that sounds like
quiet.
A personal thing. And then we've got 904, I think this is David or Lou. 904. Hello? 635. 904-635, please identify yourself. It'll help. Okay, I'm muting him anyway.
We got a breather.
Okay. Everybody else, I've... Okay, Steve.
Okay, do we have... a reasonable number of board members on?
You're missing Kevin and Robin.
Okay. Let's go ahead and get started. That'll mean we still have a quorum. Well, welcome to what is to me an incredibly great board meeting because it is my last one as president. And after tonight... Jim Elser becomes the lucky man. So let's go ahead and get started. Connie, if you would call the roll and figure out if we really do have a quorum.
Okay. Is that Pat?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know.
I've lost and forgot what to do. Steve from... Lori Frizzi.
Yep.
Jim Elser.
Yep.
Pat Brennan.
Yep.
Robin Yelverton.
She's on her way.
Okay, cool. And Kevin French.
I don't have him in yet.
Okay. And then, of course, we have Matt Barber, our new member at large, our director. And we did get an email from Ben Purvis that he would not be here tonight.
Okay. That means we're
here.
Got a quorum, right?
Yes.
All right. We have a lot to cover tonight, but while it seems to be a lot, it's all kind of tied together into implementing the new rep training program, and you've all had a couple of weeks to look at it. There are a couple of minor changes, but they're the ones that have been requested by board members. But all right, let's approve the previous minutes.
This will be approving the minutes for October and November. I resent them together.
So moved for approval.
Is there a second?
I'll
all
second.
In favor?
This is Pat. Aye.
Aye.
All
aye.
Right.
Aye.
Sounds like enough ayes.
Sound like someone was running behind.
Yeah, well. old email business, Connie.
Okay, we have quite a bit of email business. 12/13/2017, a maintenance contract proposed by Will Cleaver was significantly rewritten for us by an attorney who is an expert in contracts. Will Cleaver has agreed to correct his contract. Connie Washam made a motion that we approve. Who is our breather? Connie Washam made a motion that we approve the maintenance contract and web support with Will Cleaver as rewritten. A fee of $250 to be paid monthly in lieu of the $75 per hour. This contract will begin 1/1/2017. Kevin French seconded the motion, and it did carry, but no response from Jim Elser. 12/15/2016, in reference to the response to Mike Deming's inquiry into his status as an FBA contest representative, we are now changing the rules on him. Granted, he didn't complete the first training, and it was likely poor training, but he was in the last stages prior to the program. Mike has worked very hard for FBA, and losing him would be a disservice to the organization, quoting you, Lori, and a black eye for FBA. Knowing Mike will likely have to start over, and should Mike pass, he will be entitled to another round of reimbursement. Kevin French made a motion to give Mike Deming a $250 reimbursement for his past training. I further move to allow him to enter the rep training program presented by the rep committee based on board of directors' approval of the training program and allow him to continue his rep training, pass or fail. This is a one-time accommodation due to the good faith Mike demonstrated by his performance in training, his performance training, and the lack of oversight provided by the FBA. Connie Washington seconded the motion. The motion carried. No response from Lori. Sorry, I must have been quoting Kevin French here. 12/18/2017, Laura Donnelly, organizer Ribs on the Ribs, Haines City, requested a date change for their contest in February 17th and 18th, 2017, to February 20. I think I've got that all turned around. I will correct that. Oh, yeah, February 24th and 25th. There is no FBA contest conflict. Kevin French made the motion that we change Ribs on the Ribs. Ribs in Haines City contest from February 24th and 25th to the new date, February 17th and 18th. Pat Brandon seconded the motion, carried unanimously. 12/18 again, Liz received a money order in the amount of $75, and on 11/28/2016, the signed sanctioning agreement for Double T's Professional Barbecue Contest. Robin Yelverton made a motion to sanction the Double T's Professional Barbecue Contest to be held September 8th and 9th, 2017 in Davenport, Florida. Connie Washam seconded it, and the motion carried unanimously. 12/19/2016, Laura Donnelly, organizer of Haines City Ribs on the Ribs Barbecue Contest, has changed her mind and would like the contest to be held on its original date of February 17th and 18th, 2017. Connie Washam made a motion that the Haines City Ribs Barbecue Contest be held on its original date of 2/17 and 18, 2017. Jim Elser second, the motion has carried. No response from Robin. And that's all of the email we had.
As if it weren't enough. Thank you.
And Kevin is live.
Hi, Kevin.
I am live.
Oh, good.
Sorry for being tardy.
That's all right. Well, you're right. I will not be tardy again 50 times on the blackboard.
I will do that.
All right. Staying with Connie, membership report.
Okay. Let me find it. I've lost my space. I've lost my place. Here we go. We sent out the reminders for people to renew their membership. There's 255 who have not renewed. Over 100 have renewed. But we have about 45 teams have not renewed. So I hope they get with the program. I will be sending out reminders again the first. We have 4 new individual members, and we have 1 new restaurant member, and we have 2 new corporate members. So, lucky us.
All right. Consent agenda. Pretty much just ratifying some appointments I made and authorizing Connie to destroy a bunch of contest files that are, in fact, backed up on the web.
Somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah.
Exactly. Deep in the heart of the web.
Okay, looking for
a motion?
Yeah, sure am.
I move for approval of consent agenda.
I'll second it. Okay.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Committee reports. Cook Team Ben is not with us tonight. Judges Committee, is Lou around?
Let me look through here. He did not sign in, but I know his number. Oh, maybe not. I got somebody here. 407-474, could you identify yourself, please? Okay.
All right.
Is that Lou?
IT.
Lou?
Nope.
Okay, I thought it was. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, IT committee.
No formal report, just two action items. I'm about finished reformatting the membership database to try importing it into the website, and I'll probably do that within a week or so. And I also downloaded a plug-in to test the ability to support judge sign-up capability on our website, and that testing has just started.
Great. Thank you. Rep committee, is Dennis on? I'm sorry, new contest liaison, that's Dennis as well.
Hang on. But does anybody know Lou's number off the top of their head? Because I'm trying to look through here, and I think, let me look at Dennis's number. I'm going to pull up Dennis. Oh, crap, I'm calling Dennis. Don't call Dennis, stop.
I actually have Dennis's report.
Okay.
I have and Lou's phone.
Okay.
521, Dennis is on the line. Do you want him?
Okay, let's bring Dennis up.
Okay. Dennis?
New contest liaison, Dennis.
Wait, I don't know if it went hot because... All right, Robin's on. And we got a...
You're good.
904... 261, you've clicked your number. Is that you, Lou?
Okay,
right,
yes.
Lou. Sorry.
Let's back up. Lou, you got anything for the judges committee?
No more than what I sent you an email on about no show.
Okay. Yeah, and I think I sent you an email back that we're going to table that till next meeting because, as Gary just said, he's working on a program that may solve that.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. And I lost Dennis. I don't know if I clicked him off. Robin, is that you?
Yes, it's me. I'm not quite home yet, so if we can defer the treasurer's report just for a few more minutes, I apologize.
Yeah, no problem, Robin. We'll wait on you.
Okay.
Let us know when you're ready.
And I've just put Dennis on hot. Are you there, Dennis?
Yes.
Okay. New contest liaison, Dennis.
Nothing new to add to what I sent in the report. I have started today with touching base with everyone who contacted me last year to send them a request for status. The only ones that I have positive vibe on our Riverview. He did give a commitment verbally that he intends to sanction the weekend of 5 November. And Live Oak told me they were going to send in their application 2 weeks ago. But I do expect those two contests to come on board.
Okay, good. And while we've got you, do you have anything on the rep committee other than the new training program that's all over the agenda?
No, sir. I have nothing in addition to that.
Okay. We'll get to that in a minute. Thanks, Dennis.
You're welcome.
All right. Matt,
thank
marketing.
You,
well, you know, I know I talked about having something for y'all this morning, but I've been sick the past couple of days and hadn't had a whole lot of time to focus on it, but I do expect to have that marketing briefly in the next day or two.
Okay.
Which it'll have a kind of a layout of all the things we can and hopefully need to do, and hopefully it'll spark a lot of interest and comments as far as the meat and cheap ways we can do to promote the FBA and to contest organizers and to new cook teams and judges as well. So,
okay, super.
Just look for that in the next day or two.
All righty. When you get to it. All right. Old business. We're still waiting on the Cook and Judges Committee to give us some definitions for the judges' handbook. Code audit.
Yeah, I got a recommended contact point from Kevin. I called him twice, tried to leave voicemail, but I think his box was full, so he clicked off every time he went to voicemail. So I sent him an email, and I have not heard back from him. So I suspect for the holiday period he's off offline. I'll keep poking him with another email so I can get through to him.
Okay. Rep manual rewrite by the rep committee. We've got a major rewrite. So we'll move right into that. Under old business, after talking to Connie and a couple of people, the actual paperwork that is needed by her for each contest boils down to 5 or 6 items as opposed to the checklist of 17 or 18 items that Bob Youngblood put out. And almost everything will go into storage on electronically on a cloud or somewhere off in Never Land where we can retrieve it. So the item 4 simply implements that. It also, as we had discussed earlier, gives us the right, if we haven't gotten the insurance within 2 weeks, we can withdraw the sanction. And the rest of it's pretty straightforward. Any questions on that? Okay, anybody want to move that we accept it?
I move for acceptance on the new proposal or updated proposal of the
okay.
sanctioning agreement.
And Connie, you've got the agenda with the wording in it, right?
I do.
Okay. Okay, is there a second?
Jim, second.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, that takes us to new business. And the first item is approve the new rep training program. That thing went 7 or 8 or 9 pages. I don't remember. And you should have each received a copy by email. Basically, what it does is formalize a entry into the program through a survey, for want of a better term, that will give us a fair idea of the individual's interest and qualifications to be a rep. And then the heart of the thing is once the board approves an individual to enter training, there are 5 skill sheets that very specifically tell the lead rep at a contest this individual is going to train at what they need to assign that individual for that contest, and of course it gets harder as they go, and some alternative things if they feel the individual can take it. Then the lead rep has to sit down afterwards and sign off on the items and talk to the individual, which I don't think is being done in a lot of cases, and then forward it to Dennis. Now, the one major change, and this was made at Dennis's request, and it's the one I've been advocating for, but is that rather than have the rep trainer deal with the individual at two contests, they will only deal with them at the fifth contest. But other than that, everything is pretty much word for word as you've seen it for the last 2 weeks.
Well, okay, so wait a minute. That fourth and fifth thing, did I guess I missed this. The fourth and fifth got changed to just the fifth?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
When you get down to it, I've been a trainer or educator for 50 years, and I've always been a believer in separating the eval process from the training process. You get a better idea of what the individual's doing. And Bob was advocating heavily for 4 and 5, and we went with that. And when he resigned, then Dennis came up and said, look, I'd really rather do just 5. That's going to give us a better training program, I think. And it's also going to save us a little bit of money. So, but that's the change, and that's the rationale for it.
I need some clarification, only because I don't know if you're talking about the asterisk FBA representative qualifications, number one, but they're not numbered, and the FBA representative training is in the, under alphabet. So we're going
yeah,
A, B,
all right.
C, D.
Now, this is separate email. It is the actual training program. It is the step-by-step thing that they will go through. It lists all the there's a sheet for each contest with the things that the lead rep has to observe. And then there's their first phase is to read all of the documents and then take an open book test. There's a copy of that test. Then they go into the second phase, which is to learn scorecard. And when they are comfortable with scorecard, then and only then will they be allowed to go to an event as a trainee.
Okay. Not what we're voting on.
Yeah, that's what we're voting on, and it is not in your agenda simply because of length.
Okay, I know exactly what you mean. Okay.
But you all have it in a separate email. And it's the one with, there are 8 or 10 attachments to it.
Well, I only have 6.
All right, I'll take your word for it. It's been a couple days since I sent it. But that's what we're voting on now, is just approval of the training program per se.
Okay.
So having said all that, do I have a motion to approve it?
I'll move to accept the training program.
I second it.
Any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Now. Now comes the next one should be in your agenda. FBA representative qualifications. And you'll notice that requirement to judge X number of events, requirement to cook X number of times, requirements to be a master judge, have all been removed. And the reason for that is the survey, which is a very, very in-depth survey, and you should have a copy of it, along with the training program, that will determine an individual's capabilities and their interest. The feeling on this was that we can get perhaps somebody that's cooked for 15 events but hasn't judged. Can we teach them what the judges do? Yeah. We get somebody that's judged a bunch but haven't cooked more than once. Can we suggest they go cook with a team? Yeah. That just gives us a lot more flexibility and is probably a little more inviting to individuals to apply, and then they'll be accepted or rejected based on their survey.
I also want to say for my perspective, and I you know, speak for a few others too possibly, is just that having the list of requirements there and then having, as a board, having to go and specifically set those aside for specific individuals, I think lowers the integrity of the program and the process. So if we, you know, we don't have to make all these exceptions, and if we accept, you know, make an exception for one, we should do it for everybody. So the application process and the work that, Bob and Dennis have done on this program, I think that those 50 questions there are pretty good, you know, introduction to who that person is.
Yeah, I agree. And let me take just a second and say that the work that was done by Bob Youngblood and Dennis Smits on this is just phenomenal. This is an exceptionally good training program, I think. All right, somebody want to move? We accept the rep qualifications.
So moved.
Seconded.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. That moves us on to item 3, which is approve changes to the rep manual. And we really have talked about this, and a number of comments were made that we really needed to gain some control at the front end. And I think that this rewrite does that. And if you go, the first page, I just took out the paragraph that was in there. If you go to A, you'll notice instead of the rep committee will determine, it's rep committee with concurrence of the board. And then instead of item B, instead of the reps committee will solicit, it's the reps committee with the concurrence of the board. The other big change comes down in C, which is the survey. And it will be graded by the two rep trainers and the vice president or the vice president's designee. And the reason for the designee is, you know, for the next 2 years, I've been a rep, I understand it, but it would be easy to get a vice president that was not a rep. And if they were uncomfortable with looking at the requirements, they might want to designate a board member who had been a rep to take their place, or they may not. But that option's there. The rest of it is just implementation down to K. And Remember, we went from the rep trainer will evaluate two contests to they will evaluate one. And there is a commitment financially to the FBA here for one-way mileage. If the rep is not working that contest as a rep, as well as the rep trainer, the fifth contest, and one night's hotel if they have to travel so that they can be there for both days and not just get killed on. But other than that, it's very much as we discussed.
You waiting for a motion?
I am.
I move that we accept the proposal for the rep qualifications.
Okay. Is there a second?
Or too quick. I'll second.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
Basically,
okay.
What we're approving is changes to the manual, correct?
Yes, this is
the
change to the manual that implements the training program.
Sorry that I didn't say that correctly, because that was incorrect.
No, that's why I just didn't know how to write.
But that's correct.
Yeah, okay. Got it.
We knew what you meant.
Yep, sorry.
I just wanted to clarify it in my own mind. Who seconded that?
You did.
Oh, cool.
Let me help you out there, girlfriend.
Thank you. Somebody needs to. I've been sick.
All right. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Okay, one opposed.
Who was it?
No, I was. Harvey? I was a latecomer on that one. I'm for it.
Okay.
Oh.
I had to get my. I couldn't find my unmute button.
Have you been sick?
Okay.
Do I think perhaps some pink stuff has been forwarded to the
I'm
board members
that
tonight?
No, I just had my mute button on, and I was trying to find my unmute. That's all. No pink drink.
Okay. All right. That is a tremendous amount of work in a very short time, and I thank you for that. The other item I have is an add-on. Suggested by Connie. And Connie, if I step on my toe here, let me know.
Okay.
The state championship for 2018. Oviedo has canceled, and Connie thinks that based on the nice letter we got from Mulberry, we should consider making Mulberry the 2018 state championship.
And I agree with that, except did we have anybody else? And I kept looking for it, Connie. Was there anybody else when Chuck sent in to have his? Was there another one during that time?
No, the only other one was Oviedo.
Okay.
Was Oviedo
okay.
That wanted it for 2018.
Okay.
And,
I couldn't find it. Yep, you're right.
Yeah, I went looking for that as well.
Okay. I'm in
I
favor.
Hope nobody's having a heart attack and that's EMF pulling up at your door.
Yeah, that's all bad.
Yeah, that was me. I live in a high-crime neighborhood.
Okay.
Hey. I
move
for
Mulberry. If you're looking for a motion, I move that we include Mulberry for the state championship in the upcoming year.
Okay, is there a second?
2018.
Yep, 2018.
If I can remember long enough.
Is there a second?
I did.
I second.
Connie, second.
Okay.
Okay, Robin.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, great. Madam Secretary, will you take care of notifying them?
Certainly.
All right.
I have another piece of business I think we need to address.
Okay.
The cocoa contest. The cocoa contest is a year-to-year contest. And Robin, did you receive their sanctioning fee for 2017?
I'll have to look. Yeah, I'm here. I'll have to look.
Okay, because we need to make a motion to approve that contest since they're on a year-to-year.
Okay, give me 2 seconds. Hang on. Y'all talk about something else.
All right. We also need Robin's treasury report. So.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready with the treasurer's report if you want that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. In the bank, we have $21,606.75. In PayPal, we have $2,100.60 for a grand total of $23,707.35. And, Connie, I sent an email with all those numbers in it where you don't have to write it down so fast.
God bless you. Okay. And I'm sitting on a pile of checks that are going to go in tomorrow.
Okay. Just be sure you tell me who they came from so that I can put them in QuickBooks, please.
Okay. Robin, did you separate out the reserve fund and the team of the year fund?
I have not separated it out. So that's all that's all inclusive right there.
Okay.
I have not separated that yet. I just haven't been to a PNC. The nearest one to me is about 2.5 hours away.
Oh,
and they won't
grief.
Do it over the phone. Yeah, they won't do it over the phone, so I just have neglected to do it. But
all
I
right,
tell
do
you
we...
what, when we change, I have to go to the bank to put Jim on. So when I do that, changing of the guard here, when I do that, I will make sure I do it.
Okay.
Is
do we need to change banks to get one closer to you?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's worked okay except for this one thing. And I hate to change banks. You know, I said before that I think that sometimes when you change banks, it might give the members, a bad feeling about why are they changing banks. And it costs money to get new checks printed. I mean, it costs money to change. So I think we
right.
should just stay where we are.
Okay, if you're happy, I'm happy.
Okay.
Is there any possibility that you could put me on that account? Because I go in often and deposit money, and I look like a buffoon because I don't have any information. I don't have any checks. I don't want to. All I do is deposit, and they look at me like I'm a cretin. But I do have a branch within 30 minutes of me.
Right. Sure. I'll look into that, too.
All right.
Okay.
So I'm looking for Coco's.
Yeah.
Coco. Okay. I'm still looking for that. Just y'all carry on, and I'll listen and look.
Let's just zip an email when you find that, rather than have everybody hang in here. Okay. Next, do we have any comments from the members?
I will go to them. I know that we've got. I think this is Lou. Lou, did you have anything?
Yeah, there's one item I'd like to mention. Going back up in the program a little bit, the agenda, the item about the taste and tenderness between the Cook's Committee and the Judges Committee. If I'm not mistaken, that was presented by the Cook's Committee, and they were the ones that were going to come up with the wording and submit it to the Judges Committee. We haven't heard anything, and I don't know when we're going to. So I'm not sure what to do about that.
All right, I'll send Ben an email tonight. I've got an email from him I've got to answer, so I'll ask him.
Okay, thanks.
If there's any other people that are listening on that would like to speak, please press 1 at this time because it will send you to the top of the list and it will help me. So if you're listening and you want to comment, please press 1 at this time. That'll save me from going through everybody. Hang on, that's Lou. Anybody? Okay, Steve. We've got
nobody else
on here.
Let me take a moment just to make a couple of comments. First of all, I want to thank each and every one of you. A special thanks to Lori and Pat who are leaving the board. We have had our ups and downs and our differences, but I think the FBA is a far better place than it was when we took over. And I thank each of you for the hard work that you've put in. To Jim, I would say have fun. You're in for an interesting year. And I want to thank you all for all of the support you've given me, and particularly those that have thrown the BS flag at me when I really needed it. All of my ideas haven't been the absolute best that could have happened. So thank you all.
Well, thank you for stepping in and doing a good job of keeping us on the straight and narrow.
Yes, Steve, thank you. Yes. You've done a hell of a job.
It was an interesting 15 months, I will tell you that. But I am real happy to be going back to being vice president. Okay, Robin, was that you?
That was Lori.
I said not to have it down to an exact date, right?
Yeah.
I do have the COCO check, and I have been scanning the checks and sending copies, but I'm looking at the email I sent. I did not scan that check. I will scan it tonight. But I do have the check for 2017. I did email the sanctioning agreement early December.
I have it.
Okay.
I have sanctioning
agreement.
Can I
make
a motion?
Yes, make it. Let's do it.
Let's make a motion. I make a motion that we approve the 2017 COCO contest.
Is there a second? Any discussion? Has it been deconflicted with any other dates?
Gary?
I think it was the LA calendar.
I
don't think it conflicts with their normal weekend.
No, it's June, first week of June, and there's nothing scheduled that week.
Okay.
June 2nd to June 3rd, 2017 is what this says.
Okay.
Yeah. There's nothing on the calendar right there.
Great. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Folks, we have done a phenomenal amount of work in a very reasonable time, and I appreciate it. If nobody has anything else, we will stand adjourned, and the next meeting will be January 30 with the new president presiding, and I will be with Lauren on our annual trip to the Caribbean that night. So you guys have fun.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.